Anti-government protests in Lebanon have been invigorated by the nation's president, who said that if those people taking to the streets didn't like their leaders, then they should emigrate. More protests are expected today after the funeral of a demonstrator shot at a roadblock. Here's Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey.
Protesters are rattling the razor wire 1.5 kilometres from Lebanon's presidential palace. But even at that distance, there's a good chance that Michelle Aoun can hear the commotion. Until now, the nation's political leaders had attempted to find common ground with the protesters who had brought Lebanon to a standstill. 84-year-old Michelle Aoun has broken ranks. First, he blamed the protesters for wrecking the nation's economy. If they keep going, there is a catastrophe. If they stop, there is still room for us to fix things. And then, a statement that's been taken as a deep insult. In a nation where there are so few jobs, graduates expect to leave to find work. If they don't like it and they can't find a single decent person in power, then they can emigrate.
And he has half of his country asking him to step down, and he says, if you're not happy, you can emigrate.
I'm not sure what to say. It was absurd.
Like most of Lebanon's political leaders, Aoun is a product of the nation's long civil war. He's a former head of the army, and for many protesters, the embodiment of out-of-touch politicians.
Plus, you have a whole new generation that was born after the war. They don't even relate to, Christian versus Christian, Druze versus Christian, Shiite versus Sunni. They don't even relate to that.
And you're putting your time and your money, I suppose, where your mouth is. You're helping to feed people.
We are.
So tell me about that. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, today I have two boys who are teenagers and who are not going to school. My business is collapsing. I can't go to work sometimes. But, you know, what's next? I mean, where are we going to stay and accept that there's no electricity, that there's no water, that there are no proper sewages? How long were you going to stay to do that? So yes, it comes at a sacrifice. It comes at my kids not going to school. It comes at some people, even in worse situation, not getting their wages, not getting their salaries. Of course.
There's a risk of more trouble today after one of the first funerals of these protests. A man shot in the head by a soldier, apparently during an argument at a roadblock. The man's wife and child were with him when he was shot. This is Adam Harvey in Beirut for AM.